Hello.
Hello, this is Karen Lopez again from Opinion Research. I was calling you back to continue with the survey.
Oh, yeah. How long is the survey?
I'm sorry?
How many questions are we talking about?
Well, we don't have, a number specific of questions because I need to answer one question to open the next one. But it's a short survey, like 10 minutes, I guess.
Okay, well, let's do it quick.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me?
Let me warn you, though. If it's any personal information that, like you're asking me if I'm a registered voter, I think that's public information. You can get that anywhere. Well, not anywhere, but there's sources. So if you ask me something that I don't feel like I can answer, I'm going to tell you so. Okay?
Okay. Let me tell you that all your answers are confidential and no one will know who gives this information. All of your answers will be combined with the answers of the other responders.
Well, what is the purpose of this questionnaire or survey?
This is for research purposes only, to know.
Research of what?
To know what people think, just to get people's opinions.
And who's going to review it or who's going to... Anyway, let's start. If I can't answer it, I'm going to tell you. So go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
See, that something like that, I'm not going to tell you. I don't know. There's too much criteria. And a lot of things are influenced by what's happening now, out in the country. I mean, throughout, because the people that are in charge right now are doing a worthless job. They're interested in themselves, enriching their own families and. So that's what I feel. So I'm not, I mean, you can tell from what I'm telling you what I would consider myself probably.
Okay. And can you tell me if you are registered, either Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Let's see. Could you get that? I've usually registered as a Republican.
Okay. And in this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for the United States Senator, and all Republicans running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates if they are better?
primarily Republican.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, thank you so much. And in the presidential election, will you definitely vote for Donald Trump or consider voting for Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is an anti-establishment candidate and longtime critic of vaccines, including the COVID vaccine that prevent Trump, that President Trump rushes through approval?
Yeah, I'm speaking to Trump.
Okay. And lastly, do you agree or disagree with these two statements? The first one is, women should continue to have the same access to legal contraception devices and medication as they do today?
Well, I think, I guess it's up to the states individually, so... the people in the state are going to vote if it's an item. So I would say yes.
Okay. And what about Married couples who have trouble getting pregnant should keep their good given right to use proven medical techniques like IVF or to have children and start a family?
Have what kind of family?
I'm sorry?
I didn't understand the last part you said. Have certain...
I can repeat that for you.
Repeat it, yeah.
Okay. Married couples who have trouble getting pregnant should keep their good given right to use proven medical techniques like IVF to have a child and start a family.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess so. It's yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. And now, can you please tell me, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
There is no other. I'm a male.
Okay, thank you so much. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
Yes, 65 and over.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Probably... I grew up in the United States. I was born here. I am of Hispanic heritage, so I guess Hispanic.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yeah. Okay, I got a bachelor's.
Okay, got it. And finally, can you mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment? The first one is Facebook.
No.
Okay. Then we have TV channels like MSNBC or CNN.
No, they're lousy.
Okay. Then we have Twitter or X, TikTok, and Instagram.
Nah, I'm not really that computer literate anymore. I watch a lot of TV, so.
Okay. And what about YouTube TV?
YouTube? I don't get my news from there. I don't get my news from there. I watch a lot of stuff that's going on nationally and conservative shows.
Okay, and do you get entertainment on this on YouTube TV or not?
Yeah, every now and then I listen to old music that's not, you know, it's not really pop. It's not really played anymore or easily obtained. But it seems YouTube, you can call up stuff and. They've got a big base of the different things, yeah.
Okay, got it. Then we have TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount.
I've used a little of Hulu, and maybe some Paramount, but I try and avoid the commercials.
Okay, got it.
I'm not sure how they are. Go ahead.
Okay. Finally, we have TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN.
Yeah, OAN. Fox News.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.